Today we're building a Dubwise jungle air horn hit in Ableton Live 12, and we're not just making it loud, we're making it behave like part of the tune. Think rude, spacious and controlled, the kind of horn that sits over a rolling break and a heavy reese without turning the whole drop into chaos. We'll build a stacked horn, shape it with short pitch and filter movement, lock it to the bass line rhythmically, then resample it so we can chop, reverse, and arrange it like a proper DNB weapon. First, set yourself up with a dedicated group track called Horn Stack. Keep it above your bass and music buses so you can work quickly and stay organized. If you're in a drop section already, loop 4 bars at around 172 BPM. That's a sweet spot for hearing how the horn sits against the break and the sub. Before you design the sound, place the horn in context. Don't treat it like a random effect. Put a MIDI note where the horn will answer the drums. A great starting point is the end of beat 2, or right after a snare. That call and response relationship is pure DNB. The groove is doing the talking, and the horn is responding. Now let's build the core tone. You can start with Waveatable if you want a modern, rich tone, or Operator if you want something a bit more raw and synthetic. For Waveatable, use a saw or bright Waveatable on Oscillator 1, then duplicate it with Oscillator 2 and attune it slightly. Keep unison low, maybe 2 to 4 voices max. We want attitude, not a washed-out synth cloud. Put a low-pass filter on it, around the 300 Hz to 1.5 kHz zone depending on how bright you want the horn. Set a fast attack, short decay, no sustain, and a short release. That gives you the punched, horn-like hit instead of a long brass pad. Add a small pitch envelope too. A tiny upward scoop or a quick downward fall can make the sound feel way more dubwise and vocal. Keep it subtle. You want rude, not cartoonish. Now stack it. Layer 1 is your body. This is the main identity of the horn, sitting mostly in the mid-range. Keep it mono or nearly mono, and let it live around 200 Hz to 900 Hz. This is the part your ear recognizes as the actual horn. Layer 2 is the bite. Duplicate the body layer and open the filter a bit more. Add a touch of saturator or roar so it has some edge and attitude. High pass the low end so it doesn't fight the sub, and if you need a little extra impression of length, use a short delay rather than making the note longer. Layer 3 is the air or edge layer. Duplicate again, but high pass it aggressively, somewhere above 1.2 kHz or even 2 kHz. Keep this one quiet. Add a very subtle chorus ensemble or phaser flanger if you want a bit of width up top. This is just there to help the hit cut through. Group those layers into your horn stack and add a small cleanup chain after them. EQ 8 is your best friend here. If the horn gets painful, notch any harsh spike around 2.5 to 5 kHz. Then add a glue compressor just to glue the layers together, not smash them. 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction is plenty. Finally, use utility if the stack starts feeling too wide or too messy. Remember, the low-mid body should stay stable and center. Here's a pro move. Give each layer a different note length. Let the body ring a touch longer, keep the bite shorter, and make the air layer almost percussive. That stagger creates depth without needing more processing. Now shape the movement. A dubwise horn needs motion, but not constant morphing. In Waveatable, assign a very small amount of LFO to the filter cutoff. Sync it to 1/8 or 1/16 if you want a little pulse, but keep the depth tiny. Just enough to make the hit feel alive. You can also use a second envelope to open the filter slightly on the attack, and then let it close back down. For pitch articulation, keep it short and controlled. A tiny downward pitch envelope can add that rude front edge, or a quick upward bend can give you classic air horn emphasis. Stay under 3 semitones unless you want it to sound exaggerated. In jungle and rollers, a tight, punchy horn usually works better than a massive swoop. Then add saturation. Not too much. A little drive from saturator can help the horn speak on smaller systems. If you want more aggression, roar can give you some extra grind, but be careful not to make it brittle. If the top end gets harsh after distortion, tame it with EQ 8 around 3 to 5 kHz. Now comes the musical part. Make the horn relate to the bass line. This is where advanced DNB arrangement really lives. The horn doesn't have to be melodic, but it does need to make harmonic sense. The safest moves are root note, fifth, or octave. If your bass is an F minor, for example, the horn can hit F, C, or F up the octave. That keeps it locked in without stepping on the reese. If the bass line is busy, avoid notes that clash within upper harmonics of the bass. And if you want tension for a darker or neuro-leaning section, you can experiment with a minor second or tritone, but only if you mean it. Keep the MIDI short. 1/16th note to 1/8th note is often enough. If you want the hit to feel slightly early, shift it a hair ahead of the beat so it punches into the groove. Use velocity as arrangement language too. First hit louder, response hit softer, turnaround hit somewhere in between. That way the horn feels like it's speaking in phrases instead of just repeating itself. At this point, resample it. This is where things get really useful. Create an audio track and record a few versions of the stack. Dry, wet with delay, slightly saturated, and one with filter movement automation. Once it's audio, you can chop it however you want. Drop the audio into simpler if you want quick slicing. Put it in a drum rack if you want to treat the horn like a percussion element. If you need to tighten timing, use warp carefully, but often you'll get the best result by keeping it natural and just nudging the clips by hand. Now make variations. Reverse the tail into a hit. Slice off the transient and use it as a pickup. Duplicate the hit and offset one copy by a few milliseconds for a flam-style blast. Or add a quieter ghost horn before the main hit to create anticipation. These small edits turn the sound into an arrangement tool. Now add dub space, but stay disciplined. Use echo or delay with a quarter note or dotted eighth feel. Keep feedback moderate, maybe 20-45%, and filter the delay so it stays out of the low end. High pass around 250-500 Hz and low pass around 4-8 kHz. You want vibe, not mush. If you're using reverb, keep it short and controlled. Pre-delay around 10-30 milliseconds, decay under about a second and a half, and high pass the return so it doesn't cloud the drop. Route the space to returns rather than baking it into the sound. That way you can automate it only on certain hits. Usually the best spots are the first impact of an 8-bar phrase or the turnaround into the next section. That's where the horn really earns its keep. Now arrange it like a conversation. In the first 4 bars, use one full stack horn hit on the drop entry. In bars 5 to 8, bring in a second, softer response. In bars 9 to 12, swap that response for a reversed version or a delayed variation. In bars 13 to 16, pull it away for a moment, then bring it back filtered or reshaped. That absence makes the return hit harder. This is really the key idea. Don't place the horn everywhere. In DNB, space creates weight. Let the break breathe. Let the bass talk. Put the horn in the empty answer spaces. A few advanced tricks can make this hit even harder. If you want a more physical blast, try a microflam stack. Duplicate the horn 3 times, offset each copy by 5-20 milliseconds, pan the outer copy slightly, and keep the center strongest. That gives you ensemble energy without chorus mush. Another good one is the answer and shadow phrase. Make one horn the main statement, then follow it a little later with a darker, narrower, filtered version. It feels like the same voice bouncing off a wall. Very dub, very effective. If the drop is dense, try a half-muted version. Close a low-pass filter quickly after the transient so the hit punches hard at the front, but leaves less tail clutter. That's a great move when you want impact without extra wash. And don't forget the clip gain and clip envelopes. In Live 12, a 1-2 dB push on the first transient can make the horn feel much bigger without changing the tone at all. Sometimes that beats adding another effect. One more thing. Check it in mono. If the horn disappears or gets weird in mono, your low-mid balance is probably too wide or too complicated. Keep the body centered, use width only on the top layer, and let the darker mid-bark do most of the work. In jungle, a slightly darker horn with strong mid-punch often feels more authentic than a shiny one anyway. To wrap up, the goal here is not just a cool sound. It's a horn that acts like a rhythmic accent generator, a phrase marker, and a bit of swagger all at once. Build it in layers. Keep the body controlled. Shape the attack with short pitch and filter movement. Resample it for chop control and place it in relation to the break and bass line. If you do it right, the horn won't feel like an add-on. It'll feel like part of the tune's language. And that's the real DNB move.